Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Oh man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Brought to you by Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Streets Maintenance. The Oxyokin in the Amanas. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. Also, Supple's Hawkeye Courier Express. They will deliver anything, anywhere, as long as it's legal. Which means they won't be delivering anything for the Republicans. GT Carr.
That was a cheap shot.
GT Carr and his great crew at Suvel's Building and Remodeling. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And Patrick Eads and the staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Cheap shot or not? Guy's got to be... I don't know.
Got to call him like you see him, don't you?
Well, I do. That's how I see him. Pat Hardy's here.
He is.
From Hawk Fanatic. From HawkFanatic.com. struggling with the headphones.
Well, they sometimes can be a problem.
They suck. those are professional headphones.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. So how was your weekend?
Not good.
Really? Sorry to hear that.
Well, we had technical issues that I'm still dealing with. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Like the website or?
Yeah.
Because I've been reading it and it's been...
Well, stuff's been up there, but it's been a problem.
Okay. Well...
And getting fixed now.
Okay.
Not a huge problem, it's just been...
Just an irritation.
Service interruptions and buffering and not being able to get a hold of anyone. It was just kind of frustrating.
Do you have AT&T?
No.
You have an AT&T?
I do.
Are you worried about the...
What are they going to get from me?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on with AT&T?
They had a data breach. Yeah. Mostly, they said, of former customers.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
Sure. I know I've had AT&T at one time.
Well, your social security number and everything's on the dark web.
I mean, this was 20 years ago.
Well, they're supposed to contact you if if you've been breached, and I haven't been contacted.
Well, that's going to be millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I've got identity theft protection. I mean, I got nothing to take. I mean, yeah. I mean, I got some money.
We all have that in common.
But if if there's any unusual activity with where my money is, people let me know, you know. But I guess now they're stealing your identity and then making home mortgages.
It's all
whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I've had other times where I've been part of stuff like this, big breaches, and I can't remember what the last one was where I got. It was a credit card, and they got breached, and I was one of millions that they had to reach out to to say that some of your information may have been.
Well, and we got stuck. Jan got stuck with her Social Security number being breached. We had to put a lockdown on our credit, which you can do for mm-hmm. free, but
oh, yeah.
then it's a pain in the ass
yeah.
when you want to get credit.
Right.
Yeah, and I know I've had relatives whose income tax returns have been stolen, and people have, there's, it's amazing the links people will go yeah. to make money, the illegal way.
By the way, the most commented, I told this to Jim earlier, the most comments, the most clicks that we've got on any story in the last week.
Let me guess, something with Menu Boy?
No. The pothole.
Oh.
The picture of the pothole.
Yeah, no, the pothole is holding its own. I drove by it twice yesterday. And I did. What was I getting to? I just had a craving for McDonald's. I hadn't had McNuggets.
Yeah.
You can get 6 McNuggets with barbecue sauce. It's only 250 calories. And that 6 McNuggets is pretty filling.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I was getting those, and then there was this van. And I'm like, man, are they not aware? They were not aware. This thing just bottomed out. And it was brutal. My guess is they don't frequent that area very much. And I'm like, they're going to die. And you can easily miss it. I mean, you can if you're just not paying attention. And before you know it, they did have a chance to slow down. But, God, sometimes I wonder if that makes it almost worse. Because it dipped, boom, hit back, and then bounced back up. And I'm like, wow. Pothole one, van zero.
My favorite comment is, you guys at that station are so smart. Why don't you fix it?
Well, I mean, it's not what we do for a living. It's not. Doesn't take rocket science to fix a pothole.
Yeah, just a little hot mix, and you're.
Well, I think it's bigger than that, though.
I think
they may have to do a little street repair.
Yeah.
In that area.
No, it's
because if you do that way, which they do with smaller ones, it's just going to crumble and break up and be a. Yeah, no, that's
no. They got to do. They got to. It's going to take a bigger job than that.
Have you guys gone out there to try to get a comment from it? Send him out there.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, go on out there.
And see, maybe the pothole will talk.
You're talking rebar. Are you thinking with this reconstruction project? And
I think it's getting that big.
Yeah, I mean it's huge.
It is huge.
But
not
never,
a big section.
The third. When it rains, it's the third biggest body of water in Johnson County.
God.
That poor van, though, they had to have been so upset after hitting that thing. You know, you're just driving through, and next thing you know, you're on the moon hitting a crater.
Well, it just was. So,
Make it way worse? That 2 weeks in January is when it really seemed to really grow. Because there's a couple other potholes in that parking lot that if you're not careful, you could be bottoming out.
Hello.
Well, I tell you, you guys have the most exciting news to tell.
There you go.
Wow. Just starting off digging at us.
Karen and I, and just
you start off with these terrific things about Trump, and then you go into this pothole. Well,
I haven't said a thing about Trump.
Missed that.
That was CNN.
Well, don't connect me to that.
Yeah, that was CNN, and that's not how we started out.
Put him in the pothole.
That's not going to be on the podcast.
I would love to have him in the pothole.
I mean, I'd vote for the pothole over Trump, but I haven't talked about Trump.
Yeah.
And I do think Iowa has a chance to win tonight, Karin.
What are your ideas about what's going to happen today?
I think Iowa has a chance to win. I do. I give them a good chance of winning. I think they might.
Quite a bit of different team than what Iowa saw last year?
Not really. Their point guard's gone, though. The one that killed him, Morris, I think was her name. She's gone. Well, yeah, and they got Van Lith, but they still got a lot of the same players back. Just like Iowa does.
Well, yeah.
Did you watch?
You think Iowa has a really good chance?
Yeah, I do.
Did you watch LSU in the game before?
I went to the baseball game and came home and saw some of it, but I didn't see a lot of it.
Okay. Yeah, they're still quick and physical and aggressive, and it should be an interesting game to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I went to the softball game. So anyway, I managed to see one softball game, two baseball games, and one on TV and the basketball game. So I managed to get a lot of sports in. And yesterday they moved that baseball game up so they could get rid of the rain, but it rained for 10 minutes, and I think about the top of the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Which got rid of half of the crowd.
Yeah, they moved it up to noon, and then they moved it up to 11:30 Sunday morning, so.
Yeah, so I had to hurry up and do my church stuff and then get over there.
Well, it turned out well. They won, which is good. That's the second series in the conference, and they've won both series, so that's a good start, at least, in the conference.
Yeah. And it's quite it. I don't know. Our starting pitchers seem to be. Marcus got knocked out. Brody got knocked out. And we came back with some of the bullpen pitchers came on pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they held their own, and that sealed the win for them. That's a good thing. Now they play Bradley just tomorrow
night. At Bradley, though.
Yeah, and then they got Michigan at home for the weekend. So,
and we play the women play Drake tomorrow. Is that going to be a very good day? Is it going to rain?
It's going to rain.
Because they have doubleheader.
Yep.
Well, that's right.
It's going to rain, and it's going to rain all day and night. Just telling you like it is.
Stop being so pessimistic. Yes,
forecast,
better.
Forecast is rain, and at night, rain mixed with snow.
Yeah, it's supposed to get cold
for a couple of days. So you don't think they'll even have the game, huh?
I would call it off if I were them.
I was hoping for a nice day.
Can't move it into the field house, so.
Okay, now do you think Purdue has a good chance if they run into Connecticut?
Yeah, I guess. I think they have a chance, sure. That's all I can say. I don't know. It's really all I can say. Yeah, I give them a chance. I think I'd probably pick Connecticut, but you always have a chance. That's why you play.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for Purdue to finally do something.
Yeah, I'd like North Carolina State to win, to be honest with you. I think that's the neatest story. I like Matt Painter, but
they have 14 losses. They're the most losses ever.
I'd rather
to get up to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, I'll let you sit and simmer and stew over whatever. And I wish for a good day.
You too, Karen.
Right, bye. Goodbye.
No, that NC State story is wild.
She just got on, just started ripping us as soon as she got on the phone with us.
Yep.
That is a great story, though.
Hello.
I watched that UCLA game against LSU.
Mm-hmm.
If UCLA could have made half their shots, they would have beat LSU by 20 points. That first two quarters was awful. I think they made like 2 for 21 at the beginning.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I watched part of it.
It was awful. It's like you can beat LSU. Just make some shots. And I don't know if LSU just played to their opponent, but they could have been beat that day, I thought for sure. And it was close a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I give Iowa a chance. I mean, would I be surprised if LSU won? No. I mean, this is almost a 50-50 type thing. I think Iowa's definitely got a chance.
I'm kind of glad that LSU won. Because I want this matchup. You know, this is going to be I think Iowa's going to win. You know, a week ago I was kind of wondering how good they were. But it's, you know, and everybody on TikTok says, well, they can't beat Reese down on the, you know, under the basket. Well,
she's going to cause problems.
It's hot. Those three-pointers add up fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rebounding is going to be key. Like Caitlin said, last year they dominated them on the glass. And I was not a great rebounding team.
The officiating last year was awful, too.
They lost by 17. Get you, but they lost by 17.
Right.
Come on.
But it was.
Okay,
it was
really but they lost by 17.
But you can't. I mean, you know, well, this weekend, they lost by like over 20 points, and they said, well, the officials...
It's hard to win 8-on-5.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it can't be the officials if you lose by 20.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Or 17.
But isn't that the game where they called the technical on Caitlin?
I don't remember exactly, but I'm not surprised if Caitlin had a technical. She sometimes loses her emotion.
Yeah. She's got a few coming. I agree with that.
But that's one or two points. They lost by 7. It was 102-85. And I wanted them to win. I'm not trying to be anti-Hawk, but you can't blame the officials for a 17-point loss. I just don't agree with that. I don't think my colleagues do either. Do you, Captain?
No. Because it's 17 points.
It sounds like the old Bear fans. We'd have won that. We wouldn't have lost by 21 if that penalty had gone the other way.
Okay.
Hey, we shut him up.
No. All right.
Let's give ourselves a bell.
Casino guy. Casino guy just lost by 10 points.
Yeah. It's not an April Fool's joke. I'm really hurt.
That's right. It is April Fool's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was talking to Jim about a lot of disc jockeys.
They do jokes?
Yeah. Crap.
Like people dying and stuff. Like, yeah. Hey, that's funny. Hey, let's fake his death and get everyone sad and devastated.
Yeah, I hate that crap.
No, I'm with you on that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, I didn't stay up late enough. Who won the race last night?
God dang.
You didn't have it on the sports this morning.
I guess not.
What are we talking about?
The NASCAR. It started at like 6.
Yeah, and it was raiding it late for a little bit.
AJ Foyt, that's my prediction. Yeah.
Mario Andretti.
Denny
Hamlin won.
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
In overtime.
Oh, okay. Oh, in overtime. Well, imagine that.
Yeah, how about that?
All right, well, that was my only sports question today. Or is there some sort of a game tonight going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A small one.
All right. Yeah.
And the refs are all to blame.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've already spotted LSU 20 points.
But, no, I think LSU is very beatable. If Iowa plays the way they did the other night, I think they can beat everyone. And I'm beginning to think that maybe Connecticut might be the team that might give Iowa the most trouble, even more so than South Carolina. I'm still not convinced South Carolina is going to make a bunch of perimeter shots, and that's what I was going to make them do in that game. Connecticut, though, they seem to be playing really well right now, and Paige Beckers is healthy and playing really well. I mean, she is playing Caitlin Clark level basketball. They're just different types of players.
Hello.
Hey, guys. One thing about last year's game, Angel Reese was on the bench most of the game.
It was
her replacement that came in and hit like 7 threes.
Yeah, she was on the bench. Remember, she got in foul trouble early.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Damn refs.
Didn't one of our girls get in foul trouble?
I think so. I barely remember Saturday. I wish I could help you more on that, but these games are all a blur to me.
I mean, the only problem I have with the whole thing is you know, when Angel Reese, whatever, players talk trash and do whatever, but here's the deal, man. Your team won because you were on the bench and your replacement come in and hit 7 or 8 threes. I mean, go lay down, you dog.
Wow. You know, okay, but I read that the network actually is kind of torqued off. One of the associate producers said over the weekend, Caitlin Clark came out and said, we're friends.
And so did Angel Reese.
And she did too. And
on the court, they don't like each other.
Yeah. Yeah, but the
men do that all the time.
The network didn't like that.
Men don't like each other on the court. I mean, Michael Jordan was miserable to his opponents. Yeah. The Detroit Pistons hurt people.
I mean,
Bill Laimbeer was dirty and nasty and mean and cruel.
But the associate producer at ESPN said, you know, we don't need them doing that.
I don't think it's going to take away from the ratings if they're not going to be at each other's throat all night.
So let's let him do it. What do you got now?
One more thing, guys, and I'll let you go. One thing that I'll be interested in tonight, and I've seen it last time LSU played, obviously when they played them, is with Kim Mulkey on the court.
Well, she's going to be on the court. They give her a little
leeway.
If
I'm an Iowa player and the ball's shot and I'm on the wing and she's a foot out on the court,
knock her.
I'm just going to take off running and running right into her.
It'll be interesting to see if that does happen. Now, the North Carolina State coach was given a technical for stepping out of the box yesterday. Mulkey does it seems like, all the time, but that's a double standard. I don't know. That'll be interesting to see. If I was Lisa, I'd do the same thing. Lisa sees it, Lisa can go, hey, I'm doing the right, I'm right where she is.
She was out on the court earlier.
Well, Lisa will, you know, she doesn't spend the whole game sitting down. No. So, but we'll see. Like I said, I just got a good feeling. I just think Iowa's going to win this game tonight. Cause I don't think LSU's a great team. And there is these teams, all of them, including Iowa, there's not a 1995 Connecticut. There's not a 2002 Connecticut or a 1997 Indiana or Tennessee. Those teams were unbeatable. None of these teams are unbeatable. South Carolina, I believe, even though they haven't lost.
So out of the eight that are left, do you think any of them could possibly win the whole thing?
I don't know about any of them, but I do think Iowa can. Mm-hmm. I don't know about all eight. And I wouldn't. Is that how many are left in the? Yeah, I wouldn't go all eight. I'm not ready to go there, but I think Connecticut, Iowa, South Carolina, and LSU, I think all four of them could. And who else do we got? USC, are they still in it?
I think so, yeah.
I'm not. She is really good, but I do think Iowa is one of the teams that can beat South Carolina and beat LSU. So we'll see. We done? I just got here. I was late.
I know.
No Lang, no Suter.
I filled in.
No Molly. It's just, it's desolate.
Yeah, it is.
It's lonely and empty. <What's going on?
laughs> Hey.
Oh, Lang doesn't do Mondays, does he?
No,
he's off.
Even without Suter, you can't get Lang in here on Monday?
There's three more people in here than at the end.
Oh, I know that.
Brommel Camp's in bed already.
Brommel Camp didn't work today.
What?
Yeah.
It's the day after Easter. He probably has that in his contract.
I guess.
I want the day after every holiday off. And they probably said, your demand is our obey.
Yeah.
How do you know? Oh, you turned it on and he wasn't on?
No. No.
Did he text you gloating?
No, he put it on Twitter, X, whatever.
Oh, okay. Hopefully he's not ill.
He's not going to be on. He said he'll be back Tuesday.
Okay, then he must not be ill. So, no. But yeah, what time is the tip-off tonight?
6:15.
Seriously, 6:15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an odd time, isn't it? Yeah,
a little bit.
It seems a little early.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, 7:15.
7:15 Eastern, but yeah, God, what is 4:15 Pacific. That just seems like an odd time. I figured it'd be.
Is there another game afterwards?
I don't know. Do you guys have a list? I'm sure there is. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure there is.
Well, there is the. Did you guys see the story about the Portland region where the 3-point lines were not the same distance?
What? Yeah, what is that? What the hell is that?
Who gets reprimanded for that? The facility? I mean,
isn't that weird?
How did nobody not notice it either? But I mean. Yeah, I know. It's really weird.
Well, what?
I haven't read the story. My nephew sent a picture of it to me, and then I saw, I think they were talking about it on ESPN. That is odd.
Portland, okay. Here's the story from AP. 3-point line for the women's NCAA tournament at Moda Center had a discrepancy in distance at each end of the court that went unnoticed through four games over 2 days before Texas and North Carolina State were informed of the problem. Well, the NCAA did not provide details. Shocker.
Did it say how much distance the discrepancy was? It's got to say that in the story. That's
1 3-point line was near the top of the key. It appeared to be 6 inches closer to the basket.
Yeah, that's significant.
That is huge.
That's a half a foot.
Half a foot.
Those teams that lost and didn't shoot well from three, I wonder if they're pissed.
Yeah.
And when my nephew showed me the photo of the picture, because the 3-point extensions were painted in so you could easily see them. They were so clearly different size, different length.
USC and UConn play tonight after the Iowa
game. That's going to be good. Juju Watkins versus that really good UConn team. Those will be two fun games to watch.
So South
Carolina, actually, I'm kind of glad Iowa is the early game.
South Carolina and NC State are going to the final
four. Yeah, NC State upset Texas. I did see that. Texas, I think, was a number one seed. So yeah, like I said,
10 points.
I think this thing is there for the taking. Mm-hmm. There is no foregone. I'm not ready. I'm just – South Carolina, everyone thought was a foregone conclusion last year. They obviously weren't, and I say the same thing this year.
Teams' coaches agreed to play Sunday's game as scheduled. With the mismatched 3-point line.
Well, I guess it would balance out because, you know, one team gets it for. Yeah. So I get that, but that's just odd.
Yeah, how do you.
Who do you blame for that, Captain?
Guy needs a Snickers bar, whoever painted that line.
Who gets blamed for that? I mean, got to blame someone.
Facility.
Biden? Trump?
I would say Trump.
Trump, all right.
Yeah.
The SEC. It's the SEC's fault.
Or the Supreme Court. I mean, they could have overruled it.
That is, yeah, I guess it evens out. Yeah, but it's just...
It's just odd. I've never seen something...
What?
I mean, there's so much prep that goes into these things, and for something like that to be...
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Overlooked, that's just a little odd.
It's a half a foot.
Well, and it's a basketball court. I mean, it's not like every...
And it's I believe it's painted in, unless that was the graphic. They used that to illustrate it in the photo. Maybe that stuff was filled in.
I thought it was painted.
But it looked like it was painted in to where if you looked at it just from a little distance away, wow, those are two completely different shapes.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it was strange. And now we, of course, have hindsight. Maybe we wouldn't have noticed it. I don't know. I didn't watch any of the games from the Portland region.
No,
thankfully, it didn't happen in the Iowa.
Should've.
It wouldn't have mattered. Caitlin would have. She would have been the only one to make threes because it was too far away.
Right from the center.
She's not looking at the line anyway.
She'd be like, hey, bring it a little further out. Bring it a little further out. You know, so, but.
That's just odd.
Yeah, that is odd. It's funny and odd.
It's funny.
Funny and odd. Yeah. And unacceptable. I mean, someone's going to, I don't know if. Did you fire somebody for that?
I would.
Look at you. Just dictator. Tyrant.
Kick their ass right out.
You're like that guy from Hungary.
Who is, by the way, the people want to kill him.
Let's just squeeze that in there.
Well, they do.
Do we have listeners in Hungary?
I believe we, yeah. Yeah, we're not banned there. We're banned in Bulgaria and Yugoslavia and Russia.
Bulgaria.
We're banned in Russia?
What makes them think they're better than us?
How disappointing is that? We're banned in Russia. I knew when that 60-minute story came out, which was interesting. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
About the nerve agent?
Yeah.
And that once they accused Russia, I knew on Twitter, and it just turned into, you know, all the far right. This is no way this is Russia. This is just a conspiracy. I mean, got so many people in this country that defend Russia, and I don't get it. Well, I do get it. I know why. Because Trump likes him. It's that simple.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought that story was fat. If it was China, I would have believed it. If it was anybody, I would have. But the fact that it's hardly a surprise that it's Russia, that's who I assumed it was.
Now, are you talking about last night?
I'm talking about the 60 Minute story on the Havana.
Yeah, Havana Syndrome.
Havana Syndrome, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all saying these people are liars and it's a conspiracy just to try to get us to hate Russia. I already hate Russia. I don't need anyone to get me to. I've hated Russia all my life.
The problem with that conspiracy is that this country isn't doing anything about it as yet that we know.
And that's both parties.
Yeah, that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think those people are lying.
No.
How about the disguise they put the one lady in?
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't ever go out looking like that, you know? Well, I didn't have a problem with her. It's just I thought that was weird. Okay. I wonder if, like, underneath that was, like, a red spiked hair or something, you know? I mean,
I don't know.
It was just a weird disguise.
Yeah.
But that story's been around, the Havana Syndrome stuff. I remember when I first heard about that, I'm like, that is creepy. But that is high-tech KGB-type stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
but now some people in this country are offended that we're saying it's Russia because they love Russia, and I don't get it.
Why would you love
simple-minded people or bots that will go along with anything this SOB says? And you know, it's the same thing. You know, where the hell is Garland? When's he going to do something? If the judges aren't. You take this judge that he attacks, and he attacks his daughter because someone, she got off of Twitter, and someone took her account.
I saw that.
And
but they don't believe it. They believe it's her, and they're just going to keep thinking it's her. But
yeah, and he's just putting a picture.
But I thought that thing on 60 Minutes was, and I don't watch 60 Minutes like I used to, but Scott Pelley's good, too. I think he does a great job of interviewing people.
I think he still should be doing the nightly news.
And I wouldn't have a problem with that, but it was just interesting and kind of alarming at the same time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't looking at it from a political spectrum at all. I was just looking at it, a country that hates us, wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Russia is not our friend.
No.
And I'll say that on Hawk Fanatic. I don't care who it is. They are not our friend.
Well, there's Russians by the tens of thousands over the weekend that wants Putin out.
But it won't matter. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he'll just kill him.
Yeah.
tens of thousands, you know, Hungary is getting, you know, they want Netanyahu out of there.
Do you think Putin's ever heard of Caitlin Clark?
Yes.
You think he has?
I think
we can connect the two.
I think so.
My guess is she's
probably his next target.
My guess is he would invite her to a 3-point shooting contest, and then when she leaves, he would say that. Well, he'd hold her hostage for a while, then say that he beat her in the 3-point shooting contest. He made 19 out of 20, something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like Trump winning his golf tournament. So you really think Putin's heard of Caitlin Clark? That would be an interesting. I would love
to. Do you know something? Yes, I would love to.
You think the little Korean guy has? I think he has because he likes U.S. basketball.
I think he has only because the guy that's the coach of their basketball team over there can't get any Americans.
Oh, I know that. No, you're right. good luck getting her.
Yeah.
You think the little Rocket Man's heard of her? I bet he has because he likes American basketball.
Yeah, little Rocket Man.
Now, that was funny.
It still was
Trump at his funniest when he called him a rocket man.
Well, it is still funny. Hello.
Hello. Do you remember back in the 50s when the right wing was going on about I'd rather be dead than red?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do not. I was not alive until the 60s.
How do you remember?
I remember reading about it.
Well,
I read about it, but I don't remember it.
No. Not firsthand.
No. Okay, so what?
I actually remember it.
Well, you were born in what?
Yeah, 49.
You were 10. You were almost in double figures by the time the 50s were over. You were old.
Yeah.
No, they had all kinds of communist, you know.
Yeah, the McCarthy stuff. No, I remember. Yeah. Why, does this remind you of that, man?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And I do remember it because I'm older than you are, Steve.
Well.
How is that possible?
Well, Noah was just getting off the phone.
No, but I've read and studied, of course, the McCarthyism stuff. That was a huge part of history growing up.
Well, my father, during that time, worked for the state of Illinois all of his life. And he voted Democratic. And somebody got a hold of that knew he voted Democratic. And we'd get these letters called poison pen letters where they'd cut, you know, letters out of newspapers and magazines and telling him, you know, calling him a commie and that he's going to lose his job. Your family's going to be disgraced. I mean, we got those letters. I must have been like 7 or 8, but I remember him opening up those letters and getting really pissed off.
Hmm.
Yeah. So. Bam.
Now it's sad.
Bam.
She's had enough.
Are you still?
If only we could hang up on each other.
She stated her piece and moved on.
Yeah, well.
Maybe this is.
Hello.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's good. Going.
I hear you, Pat. You know, I just want to say, you know, before I ask about the Hawks, I was in the service. I walked the border in Germany when the wall was still up, and I don't understand why anybody would support or think that Russia is on our Christmas card list.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Do not get it at all.
And I'm not that old. I'm 53, but
God, you're 7 years younger than me.
I know, right?
You're a pup.
You're a baby.
Yes.
I'm a baby, Captain.
You're 22 years younger than you.
Yeah.
You were 22 when this guy was born.
Yeah. Ask me what I was doing.
Radio. All right, go ahead.
No, it's Kyle, by the way. Sorry. Is Suter out watching the Lady Hawks in New York?
Well, he's in Florida watching the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, he's had the family wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, Pat, what do you think? I mean, I watched the girls. Obviously, the game against Colorado was great. They played really well. I don't think they played their best game, but they played really well. And I just think they're going to have to play their best game to beat LSU because they don't. There's just no answer for Reese inside. They just don't have one. And I fear that, like, they're just going to – I mean, they got Reese in foul trouble last year in the national title game, and it didn't matter.
They're going to have to play a great game, play like they did. If Caitlin has to score 40 for them to stay in it, I think they're going to lose. But
yeah,
if she distributes and gets double-digit assists and they get everyone involved, I think they have a chance. I, for some reason, think they're going to win. I don't know why.
I know. I hope. Oh, I'm hoping they win because I just, I can't.
Well, I'm always hoping they win, but last year going into the, I didn't think they were going to beat South Carolina, and I didn't think they were going to beat LSU. This year I do for some reason. Maybe because it's just Caitlin's last year, and I think Kate and Gabby are playing even better this year than they were last year at this time.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, they're playing really well, and Sida Fulter is just like,
she's another
she's
one.
Really come on. Yeah, she's really come on. Have you been, so I don't understand, Pat, all these, some of these, a portion of the fan base, not all of them, they're talking about, you know, like they get like this whole, like they think Fran should be, you know, should leave or something. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand what they think they're going to get that's better than what we have. I mean,
stuff like it's year 14. Stuff like this happens this far into a run. There's been an NCAA tournament, and Fran's going to take the brunt of the criticism. Some people are bored, want something else. Change is what a lot of people want. It's so easy to ask for change on social media, but Fran does not deserve to be fired. If he ultimately chooses to retire now or in a year, that's his call. They've been to the tournament 4 out of 5, should have been 5 out of 6. They won a Big Ten title just 2 years ago, tournament title. So, no, there's any discussion of Fran being fired is ridiculous. His exit will be his doing when it happens. For now, let's say they have a losing record next year, and then things start to build up, but we're not there yet. This was not a great year, but they still went 19-15 and won an NIT game. Right. Some fans don't want to hear that, but it is what it is, and it can't be ignored. It's part of the deal.
You're right, and I couldn't remember. And really, I feel like they exceeded expectations because they weren't picked to finish in the top echelon of the Big Ten.
I picked them to go between 8 and 11 wins. They won 10 games. They kind of did what I thought. I remember telling Suter, man, if they make the tournament this year, that'd be great, but that looks like more like an NIT team. And Suter agreed. It's not like it was easy to say that. And they kind of did what I thought they would.
Right. And I'm the same. I'm right on the line with you. They did what I thought they were going to do. I never thought they were going to take the world, you know, they were going to, I thought it would be hard for them to get to 20 wins, and it was.
None of this discussion would be happening if they just had one Sweet 16 berth in the last 5 years. But they don't. And there hasn't been one in a quarter century, and fans are pissed. And
I know,
Fran's the head coach, and that's who you directed at right now, fair or not.
I wrote a thing on the message board. I said, guys, you know, why do we judge our coaches by, you know, the NCAA tournament? Because I said, I would bet my paycheck that 60-70% without using the computer could not name who won the national title last year or who was in the Sweet 16 last year. They couldn't do it. And yet we hold the coaches to this thing where, you know, once it's over, nobody gives a crap about the NCAA tournament. Nobody cares anymore. And when it's over, it's over. And the next year, it's a whole new thing. And I just feel like, you don't even have a chance if you don't make it, and which is true. I mean, it's not like some of the fans are just like, well, you got to get to the Sweet 16. I said, why?
Well, I mean, I see your point, but I see their point too. There are two sides to it. At some point, you got to win some NCAA games in this day and age. You just have to, or fans are going to get pissed. That's just the way it is. Fran knows that. He doesn't need me to defend him. He knows that, but I get what you're saying. I think regular season titles are important too, but I think more people remember who last year's NCAA champion was, Connecticut, than who won the Big Ten title, regular season title last year. I see both sides of it, but the tournament is huge now. At some point you have to win or fans are going to voice their displeasure. This has been going on for a quarter century now. We're no second weekend in the NCAA tournament.
I still remember when they did it to Dr. Tom too. It was like, oh gosh, he can't get us over the hump. And it's the same. It's like it's history repeating itself again.
Well, not yet, because Fran's not a lame duck coach. Nobody's Fran's not fired.
No, I mean, just like the apathy with the fan base. Like, we're not going very far. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's fans like that. They're going to voice their fire, torch the earth. That's just how people some of them, I think, do it just for fun on social media. Hey, let's see the rise I can get from this. Watch this statement. I think there's a lot of that.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for taking my call this morning. Keep going. It's awesome. You guys have an awesome
show. All right,
Kyle.
I'll
talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
But, yeah, I mean, fire. I mean, fire Ferentz, fire Fran, fire Brands. I mean, it's all, just the world we live in. It's at every school does it.
Yeah, it's not just unique to here.
No. It's just the landscape we live in. But there's always been that. It's just now everything is just so easy to see and so shoved down your throat with social media. You know, I mean, It's amazing how you can click on a story on social media. Next thing you know, you're witnessing like a fight that you just never thought. You know, half the people are defending Russia. The other half are saying, what the hell are you talking about? And these are Americans. They're like, no, Russia's our friend. And I'm just like, where is this coming from?
Russia's a crappy third world country.
But they're not our friend.
No, never have been.
They're not our friend.
Putin, they never have been. My grandparents fled from
there. He'd wipe us off the earth if he could. Yeah. Invade us in a heartbeat and take us over if
it's
he could.
It's miserable. Really.
Why would you want to live like that under totalitarianism? I mean, even if it's on your side after a while, it gets miserable.
I really had a big, just basically pothole-sized disagreement with what used to be a friend of mine.
Pro-Russia?
He was pro-Trump, and he said, well, maybe this country needs a tyrant. And I said, why in the hell would the country need a tyrant?
Why would you want a tyrant?
I will never understand that statement.
That's just absurd. That
statement haunts me.
Tyrant.
I thought the guy was, I don't know. Yeah, why would you need a tyrant?
Why would anybody need a tyrant? Why do they ever end well? No.
No. Not at all. And,
I bet you Xi's heard of the leader of China. I bet he's heard of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because, the money they make with shoes and everything. I bet you he's heard of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. What about Orban?
Viktor Orban?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about him to know if he has or not.
What about Chief Mungo and
who?
Chief Mungo in the continent of Africa.
Now you're losing me. Now you're going to ask me about Haitian gang leaders.
Yes. I'm sure they did.
Somebody actually on Twitter showed a vacation manual to Haiti.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine that?
No, I couldn't.
I
used to be in a vacation spot.
Looked like it was somewhere. This wasn't like the 60s or the 70s.
Yeah.
You get like a bulletproof vest and then a drink with an umbrella in it.
That's our next cruise.
Yeah. No, Souter and Ann are going to spend 3 months in Haiti in 25. With Hawk fans.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for 3 generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
Once upon a time in the land of the Hawkeyes, a business grew. A business that would become synonymous with real estate. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. When you're buying or selling your home, you'll need title and settlement services. Consider the Hawkeye Title and Settlement team. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs: brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing on all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
84 years of preparation, the wait is over. The Oxyokin's brand new book, Our Recipes, Our Story, is on sale now. 90 pages in full color, 67 recipes, and our unique history for only $24.99. Get yours while they last at the Oxyokin. Available soon by mail order along with our current serving hours at Oxyokin.com. Oxyokin, in the heart of a man.
From the Hertin and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms possible off and on through the day today. Our high near 49 this afternoon with wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely. Could be heavier rain, actually. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more through tonight into tomorrow. Our low tonight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, 51 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy and windy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Currently, it's 42.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Why did you have, are you leaving early?
No, but I figured you would be, and I didn't want you to forget.
Well, Heaven forbid I forget to sign the checks.
Yeah. It's kind of why we come in every day, Steve. Jesus.
We get out of here early today?
Huh?
We get out of here early today?
I get out here.
Usually the Monday show drags on like Ben-Hur.
But normally the the paychecks don't get done till 3 o'clock, and Suter's usually here in the afternoon to sign the checks, but he's gone, and I want to make sure Steve signed them.
Worst part of the month, isn't it, Steve? Payday?
Oh, he hates it.
I don't like it either.
Stupid payday.
Plus, I got to pay to, I got, I owe.
Give everybody.
I owe the company. We have a company, and they do a good job, but I remember I owe them money for doing our taxes, too. That's another expense that's coming up this month. And we were talking during the break. I think part of the reason the website struggled is we had so much traffic this past week, because one of the notes I kept saying, the server is too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, blah. Yeah. I kept, and then I looked, we had almost 60,000, we had basically 60,000 page views last week. That's a really good week.
That's a huge week.
And I think we've had more. Our biggest week ever was 91,000. We've had 60s, you know, that's up there at the best, but we rarely have less than 20 now a week, which is just part of building up and building your brand. And Caitlin Clark does help, I don't get me wrong, but football drives a ton of traffic. But I'm wondering if that was it, and I'll talk to them more when I get off the air to know hopefully we won't have this. And it sucked that it was happening on the Easter week, and I get it. But I do wonder if it was just too much traffic, and sometimes servers, you know, they're...
Probably too much traffic.
That's probably a good problem to have. It's just annoying.
But if the servers aren't capable, then you have to get more servers.
So we'll see.
That's.
I mean, I would like to see this happen again, because that means traffic. I mean, the ultimate goal is to have traffic. That's how you appeal to advertisers. So if there's any out there listening, you know, give me a call, because our traffic is incredible, and we have podcasts too.
Yeah, and if there's any advertisers listening,
you could do both. You could advertise with you and us, like a combo package.
I got to pay paychecks today.
Yeah.
So.
What about a combo? Combo package. You know, let's say they pay a certain thing. 90% go to Hawk Fanatic. 10% go to you guys.
Why would only 10%?
You need to negotiate better on that.
You don't like that setup?
No.
90%.
Hey, listen. I've been proposed that setup by people.
I was kidding, of course.
But I...
No, in a realistic world, I would do that setup with you, and I would even accept less. Because you.
I have been, though. There was some...
Somebody didn't go 90-10, did they?
They went like 75-25, and it was like, and we're going to pass out when we go. It was some service.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I did have somebody reach out to me yesterday.
They're going to pass out... Well, bro... Brochures and our call letters are going to be on it.
Boy, I had somebody reach out to me before. Somebody reached out to me yesterday. Some company, they want to do something with our traffic. They said, "Oh, we'll easily with if you install this, it'll up your traffic by 300 to 1,000 a month." Which that's not. Not very much when you get, I mean, we're going to have over a quarter of a million. But then the other thing, if you do this and it only costs you $80 a month, they want $1,000 a year from me to help our traffic. Our traffic's great.
I get that crap all the time.
We get them all the time.
And listen, there's people that hit us up and go, you know, they're going to pay us if we run their editorial or their
I get that stuff
articles.
All the time. And I mean, I get that from gambling sites. I get like before Super Bowl, I'll have a gambling site say, if you run this for a week, we'd pay you $500. Now, I can't do that because obviously our biggest sponsor is a casino,
but I
don't want to have a conflict of interest.
Okay, but I'll tell you what our lawyer said, okay? If we put anything up there that didn't come from in-house, we're going to be responsible if it's a scam or...
Oh, yeah, stuff I'm talking about with, like, Super Bowl forecast point spreads, sports-related stuff, not stuff like that. But but gambling sites, there's a ton of them that reach out, like, during big events. They want to promote their betting odds and whatever, and they see a site like mine that has a ton of traffic, and it's free, and with no Google interruption, they're like, oh, this is perfect. We can get a ton of exposure, I haven't accepted any right now.
Well, tell them to advertise. I mean, if they buy an ad on it.
Well, I'd have to talk to one of our other sponsor, because I don't want competition. You know, it's a delicate issue. But they're out there. They're always willing to run. I get a lot of people wanting to monetize or helping us monetize. But it's basically they're saying, hey, we're going to help you if you pay us. And we don't need that.
No, we went to Google because... we wanted the money, and we're getting the money.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. So,
and I'm turning down that money right now.
Yeah.
How much longer I can do it, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, we just took a couple financial hits advertising-wise here, but I still say our prices and what we give you as far as exposure and pushing your brand to a free site, you're not going to get much better. It's free. There are no subscribers that come to our site. I mean, we get 20,000 new users every 2 weeks, different eyeballs and whatever. There's no paywall they have to go through. So it's easy brand pushing.
Yeah. We like the money.
Well, yeah. I mean, I mean, I would like the money, too.
Well, I would, you know.
But your site is not as fun to read anymore.
No.
But you're no different than almost every other site.
No,
so
it's the same.
We're the ones that stand out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's some sites.
I think our site is fun to read because you...
Minus the buffering and the just...
We don't have a lot of buffering, but what we got is a lot of interruption. A
lot of interruptions and buffering. But you're no different. Every site's like that. Right now, we don't have that. Now, how long I can keep... Because I would imagine the way with our traffic, wouldn't we probably make some money with Google?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it wouldn't be the same reading.
Well, I couldn't believe it when they told us how much traffic we had on the website. I looked at Tom and I said, no
way. But you got to understand, though, people are coming to your website for tons of different stuff, whereas ours, it's just Hawkeye Sports. Yeah. That's the only reason people are coming. But you know more about the Google stuff. So we
Pothole was a big attraction.
So with 60,000 views from last week, that would be good with Google revenue?
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, I'm just not ready to go there yet. Yeah. We'll see, because I'm sticking up for our readers.
But if you would stick that pothole on that.
Do I Hawkeye the pot? Should I call up Fran and get his thoughts?
Yes.
Fran, your thoughts.
Fran, have you ever hit this pothole? I know you hit a pothole in the
NIT.
Yeah, but did you?
I could ask Kirk. Hey, Kirk, is there any chance that your offense maybe is hidden in this pothole? Something like that? Is that how I Hawkeye? That was a joke. It was a joke.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. It's Southern Justin.
Oh, God.
How you doing, Southern?
I'm doing all right. Hey, at least I'm calling you guys, not the Molly Suter Show today.
Yes.
At least I'm following the rules.
There's no Molly Suter Show today.
Oh, so I'm open game, but Molly gets the firewall around her show.
Molly's not here today.
Well... How you guys doing today?
I wanted that one to last a little longer, didn't you?
You know, I got to agree with Captain. Everybody loves money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
everybody loves money.
There's maybe somebody out there that's not, but no, we all. It's not as much you love it; you need it.
Yeah, you need it.
Yep. Just remember, Jim. Today is payday for you guys. Captain Steve signs the paychecks. Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, Jim.
Yes.
God damn you, Jim. You son of a...
It's payday for me, too. I got checks to write.
What the hell are the kids eating today?
Well, today, for the Iowa City schools, they're having today barbecued shredded pork on bun.
So barbecued pork sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pulled pork sandwich.
On bun.
On bun.
Barbecued shredded pork on bun.
Okay. Yes,
got that.
Beef Italian dunkers with cheese.
So is that a side dish or do you have options? Is that a side dish or do you have options? Are you choosing between those two or do you get both?
You choose.
Oh, okay. What if you want both?
Well, you got the money.
Well, I guess you get both. You get the shredded pork on bun and the beef Italian dunkers with cheese.
That's a lot of food. All right.
Penny, buttered garlic, tri-tater, grape tomatoes, banana, mixed berry cup, pancakes, mini maple, E-G-G-O, Eggo.
Yes, that's
somebody
what Eggo
is. My station.
I heard, did I just hear pancakes and like four other items of it?
Yeah, I mean, you can.
No wonder our kids are obese. That's a lot of food.
Pancakes, mini maple, Eggo, scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs with bacon and cheese.
Okay. Are we still in the Iowa City schools? Have we even gone to Regina yet?
That's for the Iowa City schools, not for the Regina County school.
They're eating a lot better than I am.
They're having corn dog, steamed broccoli, and fruit.
Broccoli's
and that's what
really
you menu is on Hawks Fanatic. On the mighty 1630, KCJJ.
He didn't read Burlington's. I thought he did that.
Yeah, it's probably closed.
Oh. They shut the schools down?
No.
Is it fair to say right now the public school kids are eating a little better than the Catholics today?
Yeah.
I mean, do we need to look into that?
Not if you're Jewish.
Well, I guess you don't care. All right, the one's eating corn dogs, and the other, did I see scrambled eggs,
pancakes,
pulled pork sandwiches, Eggos, beef tips. Did I hear all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We got a pancake breakfast coming up Saturday.
Yeah.
Booster Club.
Yeah.
That's a day off for me, right?
Sure. Just send me out there all by myself.
Oh, I did a few of those.
Okay.
Come on.
Shooter's back. Why? Oh, will he be back Saturday?
Yeah.
I think a good way to get him back in the swing is send his ass out there for 3 or 4 hours. Let him talk to the kids and the coaches.
Lang's off. Somebody's got to run the board here.
Well, I'm going Friday.
That's right.
So can you be there and here at the same time? No, you know what she should do? I would send Molly out there to interview the coaches and the kids. Former student at City High.
Oh, yeah, she's locked in.
She doesn't know a damn
thing. Oh, like he's up on the, hey, what's up with the West High soccer team, Jim?
Well, you know, Pat, they've been competitive all year. They work hard.
Good kids.
Excellent kids. Come from good.
It
families.
Is a good cause. And it's cool. It is cool seeing City and West come together too.
Liberty.
Yeah, and Liberty.
Don't forget Liberty.
Don't forget Liberty. I mean, give me Liberty or give me death. You're right. My bad. It is cool though when they come together and do that. I've been to many of those things, and they raise a ton of money
for
good causes.
Yeah. Well, they're serving for like 8 hours, six to two.
But it's good though. That's community support.
Yeah. And they get a ton of people.
So I guess we gotta stop making fun of it. You know.
Well, we were making fun of it. You were.
I was joking. But no, it is cool though. And I love interviewing Bergies out there. And the problem is coaches change. You know, there's so many times I'd be interviewing somebody and I have no clue who it is. You know,
I've asked and they're going to be providing me with.
They're always great with, you know, it's a good time to, you know, to give some exposure to the high schools because high school sports is huge in this town.
You will try to throw us under the bus every time.
I throw myself under the bus.
Well,
I don't discriminate.
That's true.
You know, I'll throw myself under the bus as easily as anybody else. But so that's this Saturday. So if we do anything, it would be me going. Is it still at West High?
Yes.
Okay. Because you didn't have me. I don't think you've had me do it the last couple of years.
Well, last year we couldn't do it because we had the tornado and we weren't on the air.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what the problem was.
And then I don't think I did it in 22. And then I don't know if did they do it. And obviously they didn't do it in 20.
No.
Did they do it in 21?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, but no, it is a great cause.
Yeah.
And has it always been at West High?
I think so.
I wonder why they don't ever rotate it.
Because of the facility and the, you know, how it's built.
Okay, it is convenient. The setup right there. You walk in, boom, there's the cafeteria.
Yeah.
What have you. So, but no, it's just when I first moved up here, I realized right away how important high school sports are to this community.
I think
part of that's that college town atmosphere, too. I think it pushes
it. It is. Sure. And there's, you know, I mean, when I came here, I mean, that was the big thing, was, you know, that I did research. I had a
high school sports. It's huge.
It's huge, but we only, at the time I came here, City High was paying for the station to only do City High. I said, we can't do that.
You gotta include them all.
Yeah.
Kind of like your prep sports does. We cover 17.
And I didn't like charging. They were paying good money. But I didn't like charging a high school for doing sports.
Well, that's why, I mean,
charging a high school.
Your prep sports is free. I mean, there's some high school sites out there that charge as much as 10, 15 bucks a month. I mean, as long as we can get local advertising to support your prep sports, I think the reader benefits more. And I think the advertiser benefits because nobody covers Iowa City high school sports like your prep sports. Yeah. Not that there's much competition right now. The Press Citizen barely even recognizes high school sports. I mean, they'll latch on to bigger stories, but nobody's out there every day at the events like Your Prep Sports is. And we're supported by local advertising and donations.
Yeah.
We don't charge anything.
We were getting $5,000 a year. From City High.
That's not enough to... It's a lot of money from City High. It's great. Yeah, but it'd be nice to get $5,000 from all those local schools. Wouldn't that be great?
Well,
I'd love to get that from our seven.
Money from a
freaking The problem, school? Though, is if you take money from a school like in our position, then they're going to expect you to push their narratives, as opposed to just being fair and objective to all seven schools. That's the risk when you start. Well,
okay, but the bad thing is they had a guy that was calling games, and he quit.
Well, didn't you have another guy who confronted Larry Brown?
Well, that was somebody, yeah.
I'll admit, I at times got frustrated with eighth graders throwing strikes at 9:30 on a Saturday night, and I bitched and moaned about it because I'm selfless and lazy, but I never had the energy to go confront a coach about, definitely Larry Brown.
This guy got out of the...
What happened?
He was a color guy. Not the play-by-play, but the color guy.
Yeah, my role.
He gets out of the booth and goes down, this football game, and goes down and starts on the field bitching at the coach.
Larry Brown.
And Larry Brown's like pissed off at us, like I could do anything about it. I wasn't there.
Was Suter the play-by-play guy?
No.
Who was the play-by-play? Was it Pedaski?
No, it was way early in this thing. I don't remember.
We're talking, this is the, well, yeah, Larry Brown, this
is
the
90s. I think it was Eric Tomei.
Okay, I remember Eric.
I think. But anyway, yeah, he goes down there, I tried for 3 years to make up, to apologize to Larry Brown, and he wouldn't, like, I had anything to do with it. I wouldn't do that,
I could not have imagined doing something like that.
Oh, it was just ridiculous. And he was pissed.
I'd rather pick on the eighth grader throwing balls at 9:30 on a Friday night.
Well, we had, what was his name when I came here? And I was listening one night before I came here. I was listening Friday night, and he was, like, criticizing the high school kids. They were playing.
I wasn't criticizing. I was complaining about how long things were taking.
Yeah. Well, this guy.
But we got me off the air. We did what we
did. This guy was ripping the high school.
Yeah, you can't do. You can't mention names.
He was ripping this kid.
I ever did. I'm like, would you please throw strikes? I did a few of those. A little moaning, groaning.
You did a lot of.
Well, you
moaning
said what a lot of people.
Come on, strikes.
You were a lot strikes. Of moaning and groaning at the end. And
strikes. And all you did was laugh about it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Sadly, I did have some people say they missed it. I'm like, no, you didn't. No, we're much better off.
You were moaning and groaning, and then Molly would chime in with, Jesus Christ.
The station that brings you high school sports and bitches the whole time about it.
Yeah, and you'd bring her in. Molly's back in the studio. She's so happy to be working late.
Hey, Wally, what do you think of this 3-1 count? It's 10-15. Bases loaded, no outs. And Ray's just standing there trying to get me through this thing. He doesn't care. He's as happy as a clam.
I don't know what the hell I've done.
But that Larry Brown story, that's amazing. Plus, Larry Brown.
And you want to automate this.
I'm sure Larry Brown, he's not going to take. I'm sure he got pretty animated.
It was a big mess. But,
So who did you hear from City High after it happened? Did you hear from Larry Brown or did you hear from the AD?
I heard from the AD, and then I called up Larry Brown and I tried to apologize, and he hung up on me. He was mad, and I don't blame him for being mad. But then after that, we did the pancake breakfast, and for 3 or 4 years, he wouldn't send.
And that seems a little.
They weren't sending any coaches to talk to us. We would talk to West, but they wouldn't. It was ridiculous.
That seems a little excessive.
Yeah,
we'll have the three athletic directors here Friday morning.
Oh, cool.
We'll.
Why not four? There's four.
Four then. I'm sorry.
Well, Regina, Liberty.
Regina's not part of the pancake breakfast.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
But, yeah, they're supposed to be in to talk about it, and then we'll, of course, meet with them and all the other coaches on Saturday. It'll be an extravaganza.
I bet they better appreciate what you got, and I know they do because it's getting harder and harder to cover high school sports, at least from a radio and a television standpoint. It just is.
Well, it's expensive, and, I mean, the reason when Rob Norton was alive, one of the reasons he put up transmitter for KGYM in Cedar Rapids, where he put it up in Iowa City, was to cover high school sports. And then after he died, I mean, the first thing that Julie Hine did was just can it, you know, because it wasn't making enough money, you know, so I don't know, you know.
We seem to do okay with it.
We do okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean,
but anymore, you can't even break even on the state tournament games, because the women, the girls, you can, because they don't charge as much, but the boys, my God.
Yeah, and here's from Messenger. You can't come down on Hardy when you complain every day about working past Todd. Wow.
Yeah, you are. You are the police report's Pat Hardy. Can you please end this thing? Why is this taking so long?
Yeah. crap.
what are you going to do?
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that game tonight.
Yeah.
No, I really am too. No, this is a very exciting time for Hawkeye fans. There's going to be a lot out there. Like I said, I got a good feeling. And I normally don't have good feelings in these types of situations, but I just think Iowa's playing really well right now, and Caitlin's on a mission, and Iowa has Caitlin, and they don't. They lose by 8. I'm not going to go, oh, God, I can't believe that happened. No, I'm probably 55-45% right, confidence-wise. Maybe even less. Maybe 53-47, something like that. By the time I'm done talking, I'm going to have LSU winning the national title. No, I just got a feeling that both teams are well-coached. I just think Kate Martin's a 6-year senior. That makes a big difference. She's older than she could be 4 or 5 years older than some of these players, and that makes a difference.
But whatever happens, what a wonderful season. It really is.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, if they lose and that would make them, 32-5?
Yeah.
No, that would still get into the Elite Eight would be a great season. Hopefully it doesn't happen. So just want to ride this wave as long as you can, because it's not much longer.
No, it's been great.
No, it has been.
It's been great.
Yeah, and I'll reach out and try to get Adam on. I didn't want to reach out to him on Easter weekend to try to get him on today. I'll try to get him on either Wednesday or Friday. And hopefully if we get him on Wednesday, if there's still games going on, because that's the thing about tonight. It could be over just like that. That's what's so obviously important about this game. The Caitlin Clark era and Gabby, it could, 2 hours, it could be over. And I just don't want it to end against Kim Mulkey.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Did you see her outfit in the last game?
Oh, yeah, God.
It was interesting. I mean, I do agree with her what she said about that LA Times article, though. I thought that thing was over the top.
Washington Post.
No, the LA Times article. They wrote an article that's already been edited by the Washington Post article is fine. I mean,
I didn't see anything really wrong with that.
No, the LA Times article. And they've actually called them, dirty debutantes. It was written by an established guy who's been around for, I can't remember his name, but I'll just Google it. I'm surprised you didn't see it, because
I agreed
with everything Mulkey said, man. You can attack her, but just leave the kids alone. And I just thought it went way too far. It had a lot of racial overtone to it. It made UCLA, who this guy covers, out to be the goody two-shoes, and LSU to be the villains. And I just don't think you need to do that with kids. I mean, Kim Mulkey does put herself in a lot of positions because of her mouth, but she says, hey, rip me, and then she'll fight and defend herself. But I agree with her, though. I've been told and have read that the LA Times has taken out some of the adjectives.
Because LA Times wanted to charge me. And this is from the CNN website. The LA Times edits article after drawing the ire of Coach Kim Mulkey. They edited a previously published commentary following criticisms by the team's head coach, who decried its tone as sexist awful.
Sexist and racist, I thought.
Speaking to the press, head coach Kim Mulkey took the opportunity to raise awareness of the piece entitled UCLA LSU is America's Sweethearts versus its Basketball Villains.
Yeah, I just thought that was unfair.
She slammed the article's characterization of her team and said she considered some of the language used to describe her team as sexist.
Mm-hmm.
The LA Times has since revised the article and added a note, a previous version of this commentary.
That ain't good for the original author to have your article revised, especially when it's a column.
The previous version of this commentary did not meet Time's editorial standards.
Then why did you let it go through?
Exactly.
It has been updated. You can criticize coaches all you want. That's our business. But come at us and say you're the worst coach in America. I hate you. We expect that. It comes with territory. But one thing I'm not going to let you do, I'm not going to let you attack young people. And there are some things in the commentary, guys, that you should be offended by as women. It was so sexist and they don't even know it. It was written by columnist Ben Bolch.
Yeah.
It pits the two college teams against each other from the first line as going well beyond school allegiance. It refers to UCLA as America's sweethearts and milk and cookies. It referred to LSU as dirty debutantes and Louisiana hot sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it just came off as a homer writing about how his team is so great and the team we're getting ready to play is evil and nasty. And had somebody in the Iowa media written that about Iowa and throwing some other opponent under, I would have thought that was a bad look.
Well,
I mean, you can get your points across without making it so personal.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, then why did you print it?
But I don't think the nation looks at LSU as villains and UCLA. I mean,
I wouldn't think so.
It was not good. But to have it revised, I'm sure that guy's probably not real happy. That's not a good look when you're column. It's one thing revising a news story, but to revise someone's thoughts and opinions, that's not good.
Well, not only that, but why did you print it then if it didn't meet your...
I'm sure no matter how long he's been there, I'm sure the LA Times, I would hope, still has editors, don't they?
I would just...
Hell, even Hawk Fanatic has an editor, me. I mean, I look at the stuff our people send. You have to.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised. So obviously, an editor signed off on that. Maybe two, maybe three. And I think they saw the backlash because I just thought it went way too far. And
well,
then it
sounds like it did.
And the biggest problem is it turns Kim Mulkey into a freaking martyr, and that's the last thing you need her to be because she'll play that, and deservedly so in this case. What do you think she's wearing tonight? She comes out like Batgirl.
Spandex.
That is great.
With a cape.
She'll have glitter. I mean, she'll look like Liberace, won't she?
That would be great.
That's what she looked like the other day. She looked like Liberace.
And then get the glitter on the floor.
With cleavage.
And players trip on it. She was showing a little cleave the other day.
Oh, she shows cleavage a lot.
I'm not sure if I need to be seeing mid-60 cleave, but it is what it is.
Hey, you want to see a mid-70 cleave?
No, not at all. God, no.
I can show you.
I think that's what Mo thought you were going to do when he growled it. He was growling at you the other day, not me. He was looking right at you.
At you.
Looking right at you, and he looked at me and says, I do not.
He heard those late night games.
He was looking at you, and he says, I do not approve of the way you run this station.
We were staring at him.
And he growled deep, growl from Mo.
Yeah, and I said,
tail down below his.
Yeah,
you said, hey.
No.
And he looked at you like, what are you going to do, Shorty? Seriously, what are you going to do? He did.
Yeah.
But we did something here. Do you think it's because we were, but he's staring. Have you ever noticed? Mo does a lot of staring.
Mo can stare.
He can do whatever he wants.
Dogs do a ton of staring.
Yeah. And then they don't like it when you stare
back at them. My buddy's little corgi stares at me all the time, and his head will bob. As I talk to him, you know, his head goes from one side to the other. And then the German Shepherd never takes his eyes off me. They just stare. And I always tell them it's rude to stare, but they don't care.
Lily will stare at me. And then I'll stare back, and then she'll, like, her head will move, but her eyes will stay the same. Like, give me a side eye thing. It's ridiculous. And then her head will all of a sudden snap back and do the same thing over again.
I'm curious, that thing's Saturday. What time do you get out there? What time does that start? Because I always used to get out there the same time I do my radio.
It starts at 6:30.
So you get out there, set up around 6?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, probably 4:30.
I think you need to make it. I think you need to make a cameo. I've never seen you at this.
It's not.
Don't you think Captain should be there?
No.
He does usually show up afterwards.
Never seen you.
I show up afterwards.
Comes with Jan.
Yeah, you let us do the heavy lifting, and you come in and
he waltzes in and gets his
waltzes
breakfast.
Waltzes in, gets your breakfast, your handshakes, your praise, and then you go home.
Yeah, hey, Captain.
You're the best. Your station is the best. I miss that guy complaining about pitchers throwing too many walks.
Yeah, You need that guy that used to complain.
It was sunshine and lightning. That's what Ray and I were. Because Ray, everything. I mean, Ray, 3 in the morning, he'd be fine.
Great.
So, but yep, my prediction, Hawks. Let's go before we sign off. Are we signing off a little? I'm going to go Iowa. I'm going to give them the same points as last year, 85-82. I think Iowa's going to win. And if I'm wrong, I'll come in here Saturday or Wednesday and admit it.
I'll say 91-80.
Hawks?
Yeah.
Man, you're picking 11 points. Wow. Not even close.
92-86.
Hawks?
Hawks.
And part of why we're doing this is because we're in Iowa City.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I would not be surprised at all if they lost, but I just think they have what it takes if they play like they did the other day. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what the transfer from Louisville does, Haley Van Lith, for LSU in this game.
Okay, so now the game that follows it, would you be surprised if the color analyst starts bitching about the late? It's so late.
No, because I'm guessing, and no offense, that color analyst is probably making a little bit more coin than I was at Willman at Willman at 11:03 on a.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm
you
guessing.
Think he's making a little more. A
little more. Yeah. No knock, just but you asked me.
He's making a little more than all of us are.
Yeah. So.
All righty. Yeah.
But now I love high school. Hell, I own a high school website, you know. I mean, I've spent a lot of money to build it, too, and it's doing fine. It's doing your Prep Sports provides a lot of high school coverage, and I can honestly say the best in town. I mean, you guys see it. There's nothing close. As far as just covering all the schools, all the teams and all the stuff on a regular basis, we do that.
Yeah. And we can do stories. That. We do
and
stores.
We can do that thanks to advertisers and donators.
Yeah.
Donators. But advertising is the bulk. That's where you're going to sustain. And I would never put Google Ads on a high school site. You could understand that, couldn't you?
Oh.
Plus the traffic's not near as much either. I don't know what would.
No, I need the money.
All their stuff is based on page views, right?
Yeah.
And traffic, yeah. So. Yeah. But. Oh, I know. Money, yeah. Money talks.
Money talks.
So, all right.
Great AC/DC song.
Money talks.
Yeah.
I like the Van Morrison song you played when I was driving in with
Wavelength.
The Wavelength. God, I love that song. Yeah. And I sit there thinking, man, such a miserable human being blessed with such a great voice. Not fair.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I was cranking it on the way in. See, I give you guys
The volume.
I give you guys praise. Yeah, I give you guys praise when you play good songs.
Yeah,
you know,
Carly Rae's coming up
right after "Salt in My Tears." And
Jesus.
All right, everybody, have a good Monday. And you say we got a lot of rain coming tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, actually, today later.
Today.
Oh, today later.
Yeah. Today and tomorrow. Wednesday's fine.
Wednesday's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody, have a good day. Stay safe.
All righty. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It is free.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
It is going to be cloudy today with